Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. A lot of things happening in Washington, D.C. The debt ceiling is not as imminent as Democrats would have you believe. You know, Joe Biden's proclamation that he will not negotiate with Republicans is not going to stand, but Democrats believe that they're going to be able to break the coalition of 222 Republicans. You only need 218, and they feel that they won't have to negotiate. I don't think that's going to happen. I've spoken with a number of my sources from various factions within the House Republican caucus, and they're all telling me the same thing. No, we're gonna all get on the same page. I hope so. It's critical that they do, because they will succeed together or they will fail together. We know that the investigations are moving forward. We know that the Biden administration has created a war room to smear, slander, besmirch anybody that tells the truth about zero experience Hunter, the Biden family syndicate. They're not liking that at all, but we'll be staying on top of it as we always do. We now have new information about classified information even being sent to and from Hunter Biden, which we've been discussing. We have, of course, Kevin McCarthy. We played a long segment of him yesterday, you know, pounding back at the media mob, explaining exactly why Eric Swalwell, Mr. Fang Fang, is not on the Intel committee, and the congenital liar Adam Schiff is not on the Intel committee. But that's not stopping these two from whining about being removed. Listen.
Hypocrisy is probably the least of Mr. McCarthy's sins. The most significant impact is that he is continuing this destructive trend set by his party leader of tearing down our institutions, of degrading the Congress.
This is purely about political vengeance. The cost is not only removing us from the committee, on the Intelligence Committee, the cost is not only breaking, shattering the most precious glassware in the cabinet, a committee that's always been bipartisan. The costs are the death threats that Ms. Omar, myself, and Mr. Schiff keep getting because Mr. McCarthy continues to aim and project these smears against us. Even though we have said publicly these smears are bringing death threats, he continues to do it, which makes us believe that there's an intent behind it.
Okay, a little bit of hysterical, paranoid hyperbole there. Listen, I hate to inform everybody, where were they when Marjorie Taylor Greene was kicked off the committee when Nancy Pelosi was the speaker in the last Congress? Where were they when Paul Gosar was kicked off his committee in the last Congress? I'd like to tell you that in the course of doing this job on talk radio and Fox News now together, I started radio in 1987. I got on Fox in 1996. I've been there ever since. You know, you don't think I've gotten many death threats over the years? Kind of, it happens on a regular basis. I wish it weren't so, but it is something that happens with a greater frequency than most people would ever know. We just don't talk about it because it, we investigate it, we take it seriously like they should. Nobody condones violence. But if that is their conclusion, if you kicked off a committee, where were they when the Republicans were kicked off the committee assignments? They were silent. The problem with Schiff and Swalwell is they're both liars. And in the case of Swalwell, well, he was hanging around with, won't disclose the true nature of the relationship for a very long period of time, with a foreign spy, a Chinese spy. In the case of Adam Schiff, he's a congenital liar. And he used his position on the Intel Committee to lie repeatedly to the American public about intelligence that didn't exist. He's unqualified. So, you know, it's pretty simple to me. And then you got Adam Schiff out there putting out his first TikTok video about getting removed from the Intel Committee. Now, states all around the country are banning TikTok. Apparently, it's the conclusion of our top intelligence people that it has become a program weaponized by the communist Chinese government, our number one geopolitical threat in terms of spying on this country. You know, he's on the Intel Committee. I would think he has more information about this than I do. But regardless, he's out there whining on TikTok about getting removed from the Intel Committee. Listen.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this, this is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Give me money because I want to run for Senate in California. Anyway, joining us now, a friend of the program, Congressman Carlos Jimenez, is with Florida's 28th District to discuss all of these issues. Sir, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing. Thank you very much. How are you doing, Sean?
I'm good. So we both know that they're compromised. We both know that this is the one committee where you need top secret clearance. We both know that if you were hanging out with a Chinese spy by the name of Fang Fang, that you're probably not in a position to be on the Intel Committee. And if you lied to the degree that Adam Schiff did, and he lied and we can prove it, you don't belong on the committee also. And right. How is that viewed as a death threat?
It's not. It's all hyperbole and it's all falsehood. Whatever they're saying, you know what they're saying. It's just trying to make it as political as possible. But the speaker had every right to remove them from the Intelligence Committee. And as you said, Swalwell can't get, if you were in the private sector, you couldn't get a security clearance. The FBI wouldn't issue him one. So here we have somebody that on the private sector wouldn't be able to get a security clearance is actually now on the Intelligence Committee. That is something which is untenable. That's why he was removed from the Intelligence Committee. Adam Schiff actually was the individual most responsible to trying to destabilize the American government during the time of the Trump administration, delegitimize the Trump presidency because all the lies that he continued to say about all this Russia collusion, which turned out to be a bunch of baloney. So because he's a pathological liar, he doesn't belong on the Intelligence Committee either. And so, look, the difference is, what the speaker has done, he's removed them from the Intelligence Committee. They can serve on other committees. They just can't serve on the Intelligence Committee. That was different than what happened to Marjorie Taylor Greene and to Paul Gosar. They were actually removed from all committees. And so, the speaker is actually treating them a heck of a lot better than Nancy Pelosi did to some of our members.
Yeah, agreed. Now, I just want to put people's minds at ease because we keep hearing about the debt ceiling. In reality, and correct me if I'm wrong, this really won't be a pressing issue until, say, May or June. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's correct. And it may be able to be pushed even further back. And so what we want to do, and by the way, we're totally 100% behind our speaker, and we're united in this effort. And so the Democrats feel that somehow they're going to drive a wedge between us, I think, they've got something else coming. What we want is reasonableness. We want the president to sit down and negotiate with us. I think, you know, it's within our purview, our right. We promised the American people that we were going to stop wasteful government spending. That's exactly what we need to do. And we need the president to sit down and the Senate to sit down with us and say, okay, what are those things that we can start to reduce the spending, which is wasteful, unnecessary spending, which we know we have billions and billions of dollars of it, that the American taxpayer is paying for right now, that our children and our grandchildren will be paying for, because raising the debt ceiling means that we're going to borrow money and borrow against their future. That's not right. And that's what we need to start doing, and we need to start doing it now. And the president needs to come on board. Look, this is a divided government. The American people voted for us. This is the these are the promises we made to the American people, and we're going to stand by our promises.
I'm glad to hear it. I know that Joe Manchin met with Kevin McCarthy about the issue, and he thinks it's wrong what Biden is doing, you know, drawing a line in the sand, saying he won't negotiate. The strategy seems very obvious to me, and that is that the Democrats are calculating that the Republican caucus will not be united, and if they're not united and they don't have 218, then they feel that there's no need then to negotiate. That's why I think the Republicans, and by the way, I've spoken with a lot of your colleagues, all of them that I've spoken to, varying factions, Tuesday group, study group, Freedom Caucus, etc. You know, they're all on the same page. There are a number of different ideas and plans. Most of them have some connection to the spending in the future. And it was Joe Biden in 2011. He led the negotiations for the Democrats that resulted in the Deficit Reduction Act, which resulted in sequestration, which ended up being very successful.
Right. And that's what, look, I think that the proposals are going to be put forward, you know, by leadership are going to be very reasonable. The American people are going to realize that they're very reasonable. We need to look. We cannot continue on this path, Sean. It's unsustainable. This increasing the debt, the debt to our children, our grandchildren, is not sustainable. And we know that. Everybody knows that. And so the cuts that we're going to be proposing are going to be very reasonable. And I think the vast majority of the American people are going to be on our side. And the individual that's unreasonable is the individual that will not, at this point, negotiate with us, which is the President of the United States.
So what's going to happen if they push this to the limit and Republicans are united and won't break? We're going to hear these words. The full faith and credit of the United States government is hanging in the balance. We may result in a government shutdown, which, by the way, the government never fully shuts down. Our military will never shut down. Social Security checks will be sent out. Medicare checks will be, you know, given out. Those funds will be paid. And non-essential workers will be laid off, furloughed. Usually they'll get a free vacation and back pay as soon as they get back to work. Am I wrong?
Right, and that's what you're going to hear, but that's not what we're going to do. And so, you know, we are committed to, A, not shutting the government down, and, B, we're also committed to making sure that we protect the full faith and credit of the United States of America. Not doing that will have very dire consequences. But it also means that we need to have spending cuts, and we need to have spending cuts that mean that are legitimate and also substantial, because we cannot continue on this path. And again, those things you're going to be asking for are going to be very reasonable. Look, one of the first things that I would do, I'm looking at the 87,000 IRS agents, the army of IRS agents that they're trying to unleash on us. That's $80 billion. We don't need to spend $80 billion to hire 87,000 IRS agents. Right there, there's a cut that we can do like tomorrow. We already passed the bill to try to get it done. Look, sign that up, and we're on our way to looking at the cuts that we need to make, you know, in order to balance our budget eventually. Look, we're not going to balance our budget next year. It's not going to be a 4 or 5 year. This is going to take a while for us to dig ourselves out of the debt that we're in. And then we're not asking to do it tomorrow, but we need to start on that path. And it needs to be verifiable that we're going to get to that and start cutting down on the debt that is going to be an unbelievable burden, stealing our children and grandchildren's future.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue more with Congressman Carlos Jimenez. He's in Florida's 28th district. Then we'll get to your calls at the bottom of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. All right, we'll get to your calls coming up in just a few minutes. First, our final moments with Congressman Carlos Jimenez. He is Florida's congressman in the 28th district. I think a lot of what we're hearing now is a distraction away from when they talk about the debt ceiling, which is not an imminent problem, or ratcheting up their commitment to Ukraine. And I have a big problem with the amount of money that we've been sending, a big problem that two of Zelensky's top deputies now have had to been fired because of corruption and abusing the monies that they've been taking in. A lack of Europe's commitment when this is in their backyard, not our backyard. Why are we paying the bulk of monies for this? And I think a lot of it is also to distract from Joe Biden, the problems he has with top secret classified information. But more importantly, all of the stories that are now coming out that the Biden family profited greatly in these lucrative deals with China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and elsewhere. Do you think that's a fact?
Well, I think, look, anything that distracts the American people from keeping their eye on the ball of what's going on with the Biden family, you know, syndicate, is part of the strategy. And so I think you're absolutely right. But look, there's a group of people that are not going to get their eye off the ball. That's us in Congress. The Republicans in Congress are not going to take our eye off the ball. We know what we need to do. We can do more than one thing at a time. We can deal with this debt limit issue, and we can also deal with the investigations that have to happen, looking into the Hunter Biden laptop, how Joe Biden was involved in the family business, what did the family business benefit from, and who they benefit from it, because he's the president of the United States. And some decisions that he's made over the first 2 years leave you kind of wondering and say, hey, what is that all about? And is he in fact compromised? And I'm willing to say it. Is he in fact compromised? And we need to look at it, and we need to investigate it. And no matter what they do, they're not going to distract us from the work that we need to do here in Congress, both looking at these investigations and then taking care of the issues that are important to the American people.
Well, we really appreciate you, Congressman, being with us. You're doing a great job down in Florida. I, in fact, did read your comments about you're not going to go down the no bail, defund, dismantle road as other states have. And I applaud you for your leadership. We appreciate you being with us. Congressman Jimenez, he's with the Florida 28th District. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
You too. 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough.
Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to masterspas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Your call's coming up straight ahead, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Linda, you might be surprised at the story about Mantis X. Now, Mantis X, you may not know this, all the world's best shooters do a majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. Now, Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, Special Forces. It's military-grade technology at an affordable price. You simply attach Mantis X to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or on the range. Now, Linda started out really poorly, and she's come along a long way from a score of 9 out of 100. She's now in the 70s and 80s out of 100. Guess who's doing better than me lately? Because you know, sweet baby James is never moving into his new house. Supposedly he's going to move in, so he's lived here for, you know, 8 months now with my sister, and which is nice because otherwise, you know, I'm home alone. I feel like the kid in the movie, but I'm such a loser, it doesn't matter. But anyway, long story short. Why are you laughing? It's true.
I actually was just picturing you and Macaulay Culkin setting up all of the, you know, the whole house, like, you know, to trap the robbers.
I actually like it. However,
it's a great movie.
I had to teach my sister how to cook chicken. I had to teach her to cook. cook chicken noodle soup without the noodles. I don't use noodles.
That's just heating up a can of broth. What is there to teach about that?
Broth? No, that would be called bouillon, chicken bouillon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Salted water? Yeah.
She would make it in just plain old water and boil a chicken. I'm like, it's okay. And she would season it, but I'm like, no, you got to make chicken soup out of it. You put bouillon in there. For every 2 cups of water, 1 bouillon cube.
You really think that you're like a better cook than everybody, huh?
I am.
No, you're not.
Well, he thinks you suck, so, I mean, come on.
And then my sister says, I corrupt the soup because I take the ladle and I'll just drink out of the pot.
Yeah, you have a lot of
idiosyncrasies.
You definitely got some things, and you have a real obsession. I mean, as we've mentioned, I think maybe once or twice on the show, you know, when Ethan got you that Christmas gift. I mean, to this day, I mean, he came to me and he said, "Oh, you know, I got Sean all the salts of the world, or all the salts." I was
one of the greatest gifts ever I got. And by the way,
it is the best gift for you.
He sent me a gift for Christmas. I didn't see it till this weekend. That's how.
Why would you say that out loud? That's so mean.
I didn't know it was here.
Is it a Valentine's Day gift? Is that what you thought it was? Were you confused by the wrapping?
No, I'm like, there's this big Christmas bag like Santa Claus. I'm like, what is this?
It's called, here in America, we call it presents.
Okay, so I didn't see it until this weekend. What do you want me to do? I don't read my mail that often.
I know. That's why I send you nothing. Remember I said to you the other day, I was like, oh, I was going to send you a note. And then I realized you'd never read it, so why would I?
And people think I'm being a snob. I'm not. It's just the nature of what I do.
No, you just have the attention span of a hummingbird. That's all.
No, we've had incidents over the years. I can't just open strangers' mail. Now, why don't you be more honest?
First of all, I'm always honest.
So Sweet Baby James has been using my Mantis axe on my firearm, and we were messing around with it the other day, and he's like, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100. I'm like, 100, 100, 100, 100, 98, 97, 100. And he's like, he's beating me. And it really pissed me off. But anyway.
Well, because you're not competitive at all.
94% of shooters improved within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. Linda, when she started, could barely aim at a house and hit it. Now has gotten better and better, as I said. You're going to love it. It is military-grade technology, affordable price. It'll improve your shooting dramatically. You can become a marksman if you're really dedicated to it, and it's a ton of fun. I love doing it with Sweet Baby James.
I think James is going to need protection with Mantis X because he's texting me that you do make soup better than his wife. He's a very brave man, I'll tell you that.
It is not even close. It's like the difference between bland and delicious.
Okay.
Okay.
Better keep practicing Mantis X.
MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com. We have spoken a lot about this issue, and I just can't believe this is where we are. So there is a California high school teacher boldly now confessing she is helping students change their gender identity and not telling the parents. She says, my job is to protect kids. This is the teacher telling the New York Times about helping students socially transition. Quote, sometimes they need protection from their own parents. That is not her job. Now, if there is a kid that thinks they are in harm's way in their home, we have Department of Family Services that have a right to investigate. But to openly, you know, become an activist and circumvent the values of parents, that would be, to me, a form of abuse. And that's what this teacher is doing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, if this was my kid, there would be a lawsuit in 5 seconds against the entire district for allowing this to happen. I would not. And I'm really having a hard time. Our kids have the worst scores. We spend the most money per capita, per kid on education. They don't know how to read, write, do math, science, and history. They don't know computers. And this is what we're doing. You'll love this one, too. Disney World, you know they closed Splash Mountain. Have you ever been on Splash Mountain, Linda?
No, I don't go to Disney for any reason, shape, or form. Okay. I would never go there.
Okay, this is like you not taking your kid to McDonald's. You got to take
it's the worst place on earth. It's disgusting.
It is not the worst place. It's
it sucked before the woke culture, and now it really sucks.
Okay, you'll have a magical day if you go. I promise you. They tell you every 5 seconds, have a magical day. Well, look, I had to go every year. My radio show when I started was syndicated by ABC Disney.
Oh, actually, I remember that because when I first came on board, we were still ABC, and I got free passes. You're right.
Right. And then I had to go broadcast on the launch of one of their cruise ships, which I did not like. I don't like cruise ships. Anyway,
you don't like going out of your house, so I can't imagine you want a boat.
Not really that wrong. You're not too off. I go, but I'm, you know, usually forced to do it. Anyway, so they got rid of Splash Mountain. They closed it this week to remove references from a 1940s movie with racist themes. The last Disney fans took a turn through the ride on Sunday, and it's one of the most famous rides. It's actually a cool ride, and it features music and characters from the 1946 film Song of the South. Why don't they just remove the song? I don't have to make it that simple. If they find it offensive, or it's certainly old enough that it certainly wouldn't conform to today's values, why don't you do that? Well, my hero is the Uber Eats delivery guy that stopped a college basketball game because he walked on the court to find a customer.
I'm sorry, what? I do not know this story.
An Uber Eats delivery guy stopped a college basketball game, Loyola, against some other school in a matchup. And reminded us why that, you know, with
you, 16, wait a minute, 30, a game that was actually happening. They were in progress playing on.
That's right. Oh right. Gosh. He walked on the court looking for someone to claim the McDonald's that he was Uber eating delivering. I love Uber Eats. I don't use it much, but I do like it.
Why would you need to order it during the game? Don't they serve food at the game?
I would think so, but I have no idea. I can't answer all these questions. I don't know everything. Jason,
oh
but I mean,
gosh, that's insane. That's a crazy story. Did you hear about the heckler for LeBron James?
Yeah, he lost his Adam Schiff. Yeah, and then he had pissed. To be held back.
Listen, I'm not hating on him, though. You know, everybody's human, and that must be his Achilles heel. You know, somebody breaking on his hairline, he didn't want to hear it. So,
you know what? I mean, some of these people, I've had this happen to me. I just don't care. I make fun of them.
Well, it is. I mean, I do think that attacks on the way somebody looks like something that they have no control over. Like, why are you talking about his hairline? That's just rude. I don't even like LeBron James.
So forget about. I don't particularly love him as a when I hear him speak, but I do admire the amazing talent he has. He's a gifted.
I've never
athlete.
Seen him play. I can't speak to how he plays.
Oh,
but
good grief! How do you? Something wrong with you?
I just don't care. I mean, I really don't.
You need to.
I need to care about basketball.
You need to care about something other than whatever else you're focused on.
The country, the state of the nation, China's okay. Overtaking the entire world. Things like that I care about.
Oh, boy.
LeBron
let's get
James
to
and
phones.
A basketball, I'll pass.
Andrew in Queens, New York. Andrew, how are you? Bail me out of this.
I'm all right, Sean. God bless you. Good to hear you.
Thanks for calling, buddy. What's going on?
I just want to... comment on the compromise of Sleepy Joe with the papers that he took out of the skiff that are being discussed today. Starts from the word compromise. It can mean anything from an agreement, a settlement, but when we get to this level of how it's being dealt with there and the Chinese, you can say they're using it to extort him. Or for him to look the other way. You don't know what he does in the office on the phone, like when they, I don't know, I guess they gave President Trump the bum rush about his one phone call. So nobody knows what Joe Biden is talking to the Chinese about on the phone. And
no, there's been no leaked transcripts of conversations between Biden and foreign leaders like happened during the Trump years. No, that hasn't happened.
Okay, but there are other subtle things about those papers, okay? They're put in places where people have access to it. Who's to say, and this is not conspiracy theory, that Hunter Biden, they're not there for the sake of being there. You know, like you store something in your garage and leave it alone. Who's to say that Hunter Biden couldn't have took a burner phone taking pictures of them and gave them to the Chinese or whoever else that wanted them. And a lot of people think, like I said about compromise, that it just means that, oh, he can reach a settlement. I'm pretty sure that when Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were doing their business with the Chinese, they would record it. So all they do is have to
thinking about doing business with Hunter, and it was reported that they had a dossier on him, knowing all about his drug use, his proclivity towards, how can I say this charitably, women of the night, and they knew everything. Now, that's compromising materials. That's real compromising materials. You know, Pix is a naked hunter, naked Trump. It is what it is. The amount of money, the sheer amount of money, and a number of countries, and Joe's outright lie about never having discussed this with Hunter are now coming to light. Now, there's going to be pushback because they have now hired, you know, SWAT teams and are creating a war room to slander and smear and attack every single solitary person that either reports it or is investigating it. That's, you know, that's Democratic politics 101. That's who they are. That's what they do. So we have to know this, understand this fully. And, you know, I think it's pretty obvious what's going on.
He took these things when he was a senator, but you could see some of the results of them holding this over his head by him selling gas. Why would he just come up spontaneously, sell gas to China, let China do this? And one very salient thing is that Bagram Air Base is 400 miles from China. He leaves $89 billion in equipment. So who could?
Well, there's a report today that Vladimir Putin wants to buy all of that equipment that was left behind. And I wouldn't surprise me if he does. I got to run. I'm going to try and get at other calls. I appreciate a good call, though. Thank you, my friend, Andrew in Queens. We have a minute for, let's see, Mike in North Carolina. What's up, Mike? You got 1 minute. It's all yours.
Hey, Sean. Good to talk to you again. Hey, real quick. I know I've only got a minute. One thing I'm not hearing from House conservatives and conservative media is about this new ATF Rule 2021-R-08 Foxtrot, which is going to make pistol braces for AR-15s, the possession of those, a felony.
Listen, I could tell you I own AR-15s, okay? In New York, I literally have to put in the most insane cosmetic changes, mostly cosmetic, to make the gun conform to New York's laws. I have a gunsmith that I've hired for the very purpose to make sure that every weapon I have conforms with New York law and then some. Now, when I'm down in Florida, I have, you know, I can have weapons there too, but it's a very different situation in Florida. Well, it is insane. What if Democrats have their way, we will have muskets. That's all they want. They don't want Americans to be armed. Now, criminals, by the fact that they're criminals, they don't obey the laws. And that's the danger. Quick, the last 10 seconds of yours.
Here's the difference. We are taking something. The pistol brace was legal, was purchased legally by 40 million Americans, and it's going to be made by an unelected bureaucrat a felony with a swipe of a pen. Not by Congress, not enacted by anyone who's elected, but by a bureaucrat.
Yeah. Listen, you know, all these politicians like Gavin Newsom, Comrade de Blasio, yeah, they all have armed guards surrounding them, as every elected politician does. That's going to wrap things up for today. Loaded up tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel. We'll preview. Now, we're getting this tape out of Memphis. Tyree Nichols was killed. 5 police officers charged with murder. The officers, in this case, I know the issue of race comes up all the time, are African-American, but a very tense situation. Once that tape is released tomorrow night, we'll preview that. The tape of Paul Pelosi expected at any moment, too. We'll tell you about that. If it's released, we'll get to it. Larry Kudlow, John Ratcliffe, and Matt Gaetz tonight. Geraldo Rivera, Mark Arago, Sarah Carter. We got a great lineup. Nobody in the media mob can offer you. 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox News. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.